The new Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act requires all Americans without insurance to purchase it either through the workplace individually or be enrolled in Medicaid starting next year. To facilitate this, states have the option to set up insurance marketplaces where consumers can pick and choose a policy via so-called affordable insurance exchanges. Insurance companies will compete for that business. Some states have opted to run their own federally funded exchange, allowing them to choose which insurance vendors with which to broker and to set up call centers and websites. Other states are letting the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services do it for them. Now, Arkansas sought to set up its own exchange, but because of widespread opposition during last year's General Assembly, State Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford ditched the idea late last year.
I spent my whole 6 months trying to explain to people, decision makers, that it wasn't about affordable health care. It was about whether we would be able to represent the best interests of the consumers in Arkansas and have an Arkansas exchange. We just ran out of time. We never got the support. And so we ran out of time on that issue. And so the federal government will have our insurance exchange. They will provide that.
Under health care reform, the government will see to it that 50 million Americans with no insurance, including 17% of Arkansans, will secure coverage by 2014. They'll have to provide personal information, including annual income. Again, some will be assessed for Medicaid. The rest will be given a list of insurance providers to choose from. Only a dozen states so far have set up exchanges, with 20 others lagging. And more than two dozen states have sued, claiming the Affordable Care Act individual mandate is unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court's considering the case, with a ruling expected later this year.
And so what we're doing now is going to try to, you know, go into phase two. And that is commonly called the partnership.
The partnership Commissioner Bradford's referring to is an exchange hybrid option offered by the U.S. Department of Health to encourage polarized states like Arkansas to set it up. Under the hybrid federally facilitated health benefit exchange, the state will have some say in insurance plan selection, as well as a degree of oversight. Complaints will still be referred to a federal call center for resolution, although Commissioner Bradford says we may be ganged up with a regional call center.
It could be in Mississippi, because they're going to have an exchange over there, which is kind of a, you know, it's kind of an interesting concept. They filed suit against the Affordable Health Care Act, but they sure wanted to be sure they could take care of Mississippians with their exchange. And it is possible.
Arkansas received a $1 million federal planning grant in late 2010 for exchange startup and administration, hiring two staff. Meetings were held around the state, as well as a stakeholder summit. Bradford appointed an advisory committee and set up six working groups, but they've since disbanded. So now comes phase two planning.
We have applied for a federal grant, $7.6 million, that will enable us to do the preparation for a partnership agreement with the federal government. And what that entails, among many aspects of it, is the state of Arkansas is going to have to hook in, link to the federal exchange technology. And so that will defray at least $2.5 million worth of that cost. Now, if we don't get the federal grant, or if we're not allowed to proceed with the federal grant, we'll have to come up with that money from Arkansas' pockets.
Still, Commissioner Jay Bradford remains optimistic in face of the Supreme Court's ruling on what some refer to as Obamacare.
What I want your listeners to do would be to be mindful that the fate of the affordable health care is in the hands of the Supreme Court of the United States and also the United States Federal Congress. I don't know what's going to happen from those two bodies. The Supreme Court's going to act probably by midsummer. Frankly, I think that they will, if they strike any part of the affordable health care, it will be a very minor part of it. And I think really it's going to go forward.
And as we previously reported, the Conservative Arkansas Chamber of Commerce, AARP, Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, and the State Pharmacy Association all supported a state-run exchange.
But, you know, what we're talking about is the health insurance program for the people in the state of Arkansas that will be, it can be very, very helpful, especially if you have a pre-existing condition where you can't get standard insurance now. Through this process, you will be able, A, get insurance standard, B, you will be able to buy it on a mass purchasing basis. You'll be linked in with people, you know, from across the state. It's going to help control cost, and see if we're able to enact the partnership. You'll still be dealing with home folks when you do have a problem, because they inevitably arise out of a health insurance process. It's complicated, and you know, we're not magic here at the department, but we're able to, you know, really help a lot of people here.
And as the hybrid exchange is rolled out, the Arkansas Insurance Department expects nearly 250,000 Arkansans to enroll in 2013. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.